passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Traditionally, the fever tree is known to have medicinal qualities. But what does the science say? And did you know it comes in a well-known soft drink? Tim Warrilow is from soft drinks company Fever Tree Limited.
The medicinal qualities of the fever tree are actually from the bark, which produces the quinine. And the science is very stark in the fact that it is only natural quinine that today can prevent people from catching malaria. 20, 30 years ago, there was an artificial quinine that was produced, a great fanfare, but it's already proving the fact that the mosquitoes are growing immune to this artificial quinine. So once again, it's the natural quinine from the fever tree that is the only thing that can really effectively prevent people catching malaria.
What about then finding those natural flavours? Where would you get those from?
Well, it's very much dependent on the drink. For instance, with our ginger ale, we use three different natural gingers, and we have quite literally scoured the planet finding the very best tasting gingers we can. So one of our gingers comes from Cochin in India, one from Nigeria, and the third and most interesting ginger comes from the Ivory Coast, where we've actually developed a plantation ourselves of this fresh green ginger.
When you're working with people in those areas then, how much of it is about actually ensuring that they get a fair deal as well?
Well, it's very important to us because obviously we want to have a good, ongoing, sustainable relationship. And also we want to feel as though our work with them is contributing on many levels. In the case of the quinine from the Congo, I went out visiting early this year to discuss precisely that, to ensure that, you know, we were paying an appropriate amount, and also to see for myself the work that was going into producing this quinine, and also the work that was being done by this plantation to help sustain their business and their local community around them. In the case of this plantation there in the Congo, I mean, it's fantastic to see in this very war-torn, very depressed area. This is a plantation that is flourishing. All the other tea, coffee businesses have died and withered around them. But this plantation, they are reinvesting in the local roads, the local schools. They're developing malaria clinics. And it's very, very gratifying to see that, you know, we, albeit a very small part of it, are contributing to this.
In terms of a global industry, what sort of size of industry is the mixer drink industry in the world?
It's a question that we're constantly trying to find out. The truth is, this category has been so long dominated by a couple of players, they've kept precisely this information to themselves. We can talk in some detail about the UK market, which is about £350 million worth in the mixer category. But we are a small player in mixers compared to the US. And then the rest of the world, you know, the great thing about the mixer category is it is drunk very widely.
Do you think there's an opportunity there for a more ethical brand, or perhaps for the UK to sort of take a lead in, say, higher quality mixer drinks?
I certainly hope that that is what we're establishing and achieving. And, you know, if the response from the retailers that we work with, the consumers that we hear from now on a very regular basis, which I think is very flattering, is the other big spirit companies. They are very, very supportive of what we're doing, because from all around, they're saying then we're breathing life and quality back into this, as I described before, long forgotten category. And we're making people appreciate these traditional drinks, you know, the gin and tonic. After all, Indian tonic water is a British invention. It was given to the British troops out in India as a way of giving them a dose of quinine. So Britain is very much at the core of the invention of this product. So it'd be wonderful to think that we can also be spreading a quality word around the world.
That's Tim Warrilow from Fever Tree.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.